I hate videos. Now, you may be wondering, if I hate videos, what the heck am I doing here? Good morning, everyone. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Inger, and I am the CEO and founder of We Got This Admin. I'm an executive administrative consultant and business coach. And today I'm very excited because it is my first show with somebody that having someone as a guest. This person is pretty special to me because he helped me get started on my LinkedIn and networking journey, and that's why I've asked him to be here today. If you are tuning in, please let me know. Drop me a comment, and I'd like to hear from you and like to know where you're tuning in from. I'm just gonna go and check the comments right now. So, hello, Gail. I see you're here. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. Gail says, yes, networking is powerful, life-changing, and can also impact how you see the world when you show up. And Chrislyn says, can't wait to tune in. And Nidal says, morning, Inga. Hello, Carmen Murphy. I see you've tuned in. Thank you so much for being here. And Carmen is coming to us from Chicago, USA. Hello, Deepu. Thank you for joining from India. And Chrislyn is all the way from South Africa. Hello, Ken. I see you're joining from Seaside, Oregon. Thank you so much for being here. Yes, if you are joining us, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking the time to be with us and just share and listen in as we share our thoughts on networking. So once again, if you're here, could you please let me know, drop me a comment, and let me know where you're joining from. Good morning, Alpha. Oh, good afternoon for you. Alpha is a personal results coach, and he is joining us from Sierra Leone. Thank you, Alpha, for being here. It's good to have you. So, the last show, I spoke about how I have utilized networking and social media. They are great tools and so important. For me, I have embraced networking and changed the way that I use social media platforms. And in other words, what I mean to say is I've gone from being a consumer of content to being a content creator. And I've signed all of my clients using these tools, networking and social media. As a result, I have so many great people in my circle. And I now serve as an executive board member for a nonprofit organization called Heart to Heart Business, or H2HB. I also serve as the executive director for the Canadian division of this same organization. And if you watched my intro video, you will have seen a word that is very unfamiliar to the Western world. That is Ubuntu. Ubuntu, I spoke about last Friday in my premiere, but I'd like to tell you what the definition of Ubuntu is for those of you that have missed my initial show. So Ubuntu is an ancient African word meaning humanity to others. It is often described as reminding us that I am what I am because of who we all are. So networking is similar to that, right? And it is the action or process of interacting with others to exchange information and develop professional or social contacts. Susan Rowan said that networking is an enrichment program, not an entitlement one. So I'd like to welcome my guest. His name is Robert Johnson. He was one of the first people that I interacted with when I changed the way that I use LinkedIn. So welcome to Robert. Good morning, Robert. How are you?
Excellent. Now, I have to say, I am blown away. Wow. Great intro. I don't even know what I'm doing here. You could have this entire thing all by yourself. But thank you. It's great.
Thank you. You know, it's about networking and how can I be networking by myself? So I'm happy to have you here. Won't you please introduce yourself to my guests?
Sure. My name is Robert Johnson. I am the general manager, business development guru of Mac Prefab. We are a manufacturing, we manufacture cold form steel, building components, construction, basically build mid-rise, multifamily, hospitality, assisted living facilities, things like that. You may ask, what does that have to do with what you do on LinkedIn? Because if any of you know me and I recognize some of the names, I don't post about work. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But yeah, thankful to be here.
That's awesome. Thank you for being here. And I agree with you about not posting about work on LinkedIn. You know, for me, I don't do that. Right. So thank you, Robert. Let's have a look at the comments and see what people have to say.
If anybody says I have a radio face, it's true. I am not made for video.
Hello, Gary Wood. Gary Wood says, I'm Gary, the supply chain guy from Victor, New York. I believe this is probably Nasreen. Nasreen, it's still showing up as LinkedIn user. I'm sorry. But Nasreen is from South Africa, Durban, South Africa, and she's part of my network. And she says, welcome, Robert.
Thank you.
We also have Nadal Heikel, and he says, networking is not for everyone. Sometimes it's mixed with privacy where boundaries are established. As we are social individuals, we should network and connect, and it's never been easier than these days. So thank you. Thank you, Nadal. Good morning, Rob Statham. Rob Statham is from Ottawa in Canada, and he's also part of my network. I actually met him a few weeks ago. So thank you for joining, Rob. It's good to have you here. We also have John Martinez. Hello, John. He is the executive director for H2HB in South America. So hello, John, and he's coming all the way from Chile. And then next we have Steve Rice. Steve says, I think you are a handsome devil, Robert.
Perfect. Me and Steve are going to get along fine.
And then we have Alpha Tumbo. He says, this is very impressive, Inga. I love it. Thank you, Alpha. John says, welcome, Robert. Steve says, it's pretty obvious. Good networking means giving more than getting.
Bingo.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know, Robert, Steve is also part of WBS Rocks, which is a networking group that Robert and I belong to as well. And Rob Statham says, anytime, Inga. Thank you. Thank you. And let's go back to our topic for today. So, Robert, what is your take on networking?
So I find that from my daily reading of posts and talking to people that I have a little bit of a different view on it. I I like to, I see so many that talk about only connecting with people in their business and only reaching out to people that are in a particular industry or that could potentially be a customer or help them in some way in what they do professionally. And I couldn't disagree more. I have learned over the years that people like to do business with people that they know and that they like, that have similar beliefs, senses of humor, similar topics that they enjoy. And so I go about it by establishing a friendship or just engaging in posts. And there are thousands of people that I will never do business with. But one of those people may have somebody that I'll do business with. And I would never meet them if I didn't network, if I didn't reach out, make myself available, and just get myself out there. And that's really, to me, what it's all about, is just doing something on a consistent basis. Even if you feel like it's wrong, just do it and do it every day until you find what works. But yeah, I cast a wide net.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, I'd like to tell a story just so that people can understand the context and you know, how you and I are connected. So sure. Robert and I actually connected last year in about, I think it was August, but we never communicated with each other. And then in February of this year, I made a decision that I was going to change the way that I used LinkedIn. Because most of us come onto LinkedIn because we want to look for and find work, right? Mm-hmm. And that's initially what I was doing. But then, you know, in February, I started changing what I did. And that was, so the 1st of February was my first day that I decided to do it, right? And I have been posting on LinkedIn every day since, at least once a day. And I remember deciding that I was going to post Monday to Friday and see where that would take me. Mm-hmm. Well, on the 4th of February, Robert made a post and I saw it, and it said, if you would like to grow the way that you use LinkedIn, reach out to me, send me a DM or comment on this post. And I was very shy, and so I sent him a DM instead of commenting. And I asked him, you know, what he would recommend. And he gave me three tips, actually. He said for me to look for a post that has a lot of comments on it, and make a valuable comment on the post. Then he said for me to go and like other people's comments that resonate with me. And the last one that he said was, I should share content consistently every day. And so my plan for sharing Monday to Friday changed to Monday to Sunday. So it was every day of the week ever since. And I've never missed a day since then. And today is September 3rd. So it's been consistently 7 months. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing that I've really learned is that when you change that and you change what you're doing, the main thing that you need to do is provide value to others.
Correct.
This is not about you sharing about your business or what you do. It's about them getting to know you and getting to know, like, and trust you, right? Mm-hmm. And so because of that conversation that I had with Robert, it was really pivotal for me. And it was a catalyst in changing the way that I use LinkedIn. So thank you, Robert. And I know I've thanked you before, but I really appreciate what you did for me then.
But it works, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it does work. It sounds ridiculously simple. Yeah. You know, and when I started doing it, so I would do that, just find somebody. I mean, I'd have I'd have five or six people that every morning, and I'm an early riser here on the West Coast or in Arizona. I get up and I get into the office about 4:30 every morning. So my routine every day is to come in, and the first thing I do is I create my posts for my personal page, create posts for my business page, and create posts for Instagram business. And then I go through and I find these people that I like to follow, that I resonate with what they talk about, and have a huge following. I think another one of the key things is when you're starting out to do this is tag those people that just millions of followers. And then every day, and I know this sounds ridiculous, every day I would do my posts, I would make a comment, and I liked every single comment on every post. And I did it, and it was 500 to 800 likes a day I would do. And yeah, you get the, you know, people are people, and you get the ridiculous stuff, and you know, all those things. That's just whatever. It really does. It's so minute in the grand scheme of things. But yes, now that I've done that consistently for so long, I don't have to do that every day as consistently. And so now I, of course, continue to post consistently and comment and like people consistently, but not to the volume that I did before. And I'm still growing about 100 to 150 people a week. It's not enough, not as much as it was at one time, but it's still continued growth. I have found that more and more of the people that connect with me or that want to follow now are people in my business and are people that do similar work all around the world. Mm-hmm. So it works. It's cool. And I speak to some on a regular basis by phone weekly. So it works.
That's awesome. You know, last week I actually, so you see the platform that I'm using is called StreamYard. Mm-hmm. And last week they had a summit, the yearly summit. And I got to hear Gary Vaynerchuk speak for the first time live, right? Mm-hmm. It was virtual, because that's the world we live in. Mm-hmm. But one thing that he said stuck with me, and it echoes what you just said. He said that he grew his following through engagement, not content. So what he does, or he has people now to do it, obviously, because it's a lot. But what he does is he responds to every comment on his posts. And that's how he grew his, you know, his following. That's the only way, because people want you to be able to see them, mm-hmm, right? And to engage with them. It's not necessarily about the content.
Yeah, I agree. And people like to do business with people that are in their tribe. They, you know, you'll know somebody, you meet somebody, and instantly you either connect or you don't, and you can, the ones you connect with easily, it's easy to follow up with, it's easy to continue conversations with. And those that don't click, you still have to work. You have to work harder, but it's absolutely essential to not only growing a business, but growing as an individual.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, if you stay in your cocoon, you'll never grow. Your comfort zone, like I often talk about this, but the comfort zone is a place where there's no growth that ever happens, right? And yes, like stepping out of your comfort zone, you're confronted by fear, but you will definitely blossom and grow if you do step out of it.
That's correct. You know, I use this quote a lot, and I attributed it once to him, and then since then, I just say it often, but Steve Sims in the book Blue Fishing, which is a great book, by the way, fantastic book, is the one who I heard the first time say, if you're not growing, you're dying. And so I use it often. And so I have taken that into practice and do something every week to grow. whether it's reading, listening, something to grow my knowledge, grow my any kind of growth. It's essential.
Steve Sims with the double M.
Yeah, he is. I think it's Steve D. Sims is what he shows up on LinkedIn.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if it's a double M or not. Very handsome gentleman.
I see there's quite a few comments. So John is saying that networking is essential to grow your business globally. That's right.
Yeah. I'm amazed. The business that we are in doing cold form steel framing is much larger in other parts of the world than it is here in the US. We are really so far behind in that technology. Mm-hmm. It's massive in the Middle East and just Australia, New Zealand, all over. There it is. And I have this tremendous network of people and designers and frame CAD operators all over the world that we share ideas. We actually use, we outsource to a designer in Pakistan. Mm. Great group of people. And I would never have made any of those connections had it not been through networking and through LinkedIn. It just wouldn't have happened.
Actually, Gail Robertson is on this. She's watching. Mm-hmm. And she works in marketing and manufacturing. Mm-hmm. Gail, you should connect with Robert. Maybe we can use him.
We are connected.
Are you?
Yes.
Yes. So Gail and I are actually putting together some training for manufacturing companies in Canada on how to expand and grow in terms of their networking and, you know, social media presence, and also expand beyond where we are. So maybe you guys can talk. I don't know.
Maybe. I'd be glad to.
Awesome. Okay, let's go back to the comments. We've been neglecting them. So
okay.
One second. I just want to. Okay, so in the comments, we have Carl Sean Watkins. He says, great conversation with two lovely people, Inga and Robert. Thank you, Chakal. Yes. Let us know where you're joining from, please, if you haven't already. Okay, and then Ken is saying, networking should do what politicians never seem to be able to do. That is uniting people in growth. So true, Ken.
Very true. Good point.
And Alpha is agreeing with Ken. And so is Carl.
Way to go, Ken.
And Ken is saying, hi, aloha, thanks to Alpha. There's some networking going on in the comments, which is awesome to see.
We can just sit here and just let it happen.
Yes, right? Ken is responding to Carl. This is a first for me. Thanks to Steve Rice. Awesome. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Maria is saying, great to join from Cuba. Hello, Maria. Thank you for being here. Appreciate you.
Good morning.
And she says, a pleasure to listen to both of you. Thank you, Maria. Yes. My friend Nasreen says, we all need to connect with Robert. Only thing is, he's maxed out on connections.
Yeah, you'll have to follow. But listen to this. Oh, this is great. You just brought up Gary a few minutes ago. Yeah. I have followed Gary a long time. Every day, it's one of my favorites. I wind up 2 days ago getting a connection request from Gary. Now,
wow.
I'm going to say this nicely. Gary has a lot of people working for him.
Yeah.
So whether or not Gary sent it or not is irrelevant. I just thought it was pretty cool. And I accepted it, obviously.
Of course.
But yeah, it was pretty cool. So yes, cool. Please follow. I do keep about 10 in there free. So when something like that happens, I can accept the connection, but yeah, follow. I will follow back when I get a second to sit down and do it, but I will follow back.
Awesome. John is saying, yeah, I used to say to my language students, if you don't talk to me, I don't know you. It was my clandestine way to make them connect with me and others. Beautiful, John.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah.
Gail says, yes, early morning connecting. Yes, Gail is, Gail and you are on the same plane in terms of getting up early. And one of the things that Gail speaks about is cold showers.
Gail and I really are going to get along. No. Well, listen, no. People laugh. You laugh. No. You do it. No, I can see it in your eye. You're not going to do it, but it will change your morning. It will change your, for the better. Not now. Once your family gets over the screaming, everybody, it's great. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Gail says, she tells me that all the time. So, yeah, she says, and consistency, it makes such a difference. Absolutely. John says, thank you, Robert, for giving us this marvelous guidance. I really appreciate it. And I actually wouldn't have met many of these people if I hadn't implemented what you guided me to do. So I thank you.
Yeah, it's so cool because it really does work. And then it gets fun.
Yes, I love LinkedIn. I have, you know, when I have a free moment, I'm on my phone on LinkedIn and people think I'm crazy, but I love it. And Carl says, great advice and information, Robert. That is the way I have truly cultivated my network as well. People love interaction, connection, and exposure. Absolutely, Carl. Thank you. He's responding to Ken and Steve as well. Kudos to Steve, and he loves what Ken had to say. Steve says, good to see you here, Ken. Like I said, networking happening in the comments. So, and Ken is saying, thanks, Carl. Steve and I are friends first, business second. Awesome. Nasreen says, networking is important for business growth. And here I have a comment from my husband, Nathan. He says, stepping out of the comfort zone also forces you to think more critically and assess risk and reward. Just stepping out of it. Well said. Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's heard me speak about it a lot.
Yes, I was going to say he knows it firsthand.
Yeah. And I'm sure he's seen me. He's seen the growth, mm-hmm. right? Because like I showed you guys in my intro video, I hate videos, but I'm here and I'm showing up because of those values that I showed you. The love, integrity, the Ubuntu that I want to show, the family, the home, the friends. That's why I'm here, because I want to add value to everybody's life. So Rob is responding to Nasreen, so true, vital. And then we have Ken saying, good morning, Steve. I joined this because you are here also. And we have Brian Foster saying hello all.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Yes. And Carl says, joining from New Jersey and enjoying the conversation. Thank you, Carl, for being here. Happy to have you. And then, Nasreen is responding. She says, whoa, Robert. That's so cool that you got a connection request from Gary. Crazy. I just want to finish going through the comments before we go back to the topic.
Sure.
And Ken says, thanks, Robert. So great to hear your thoughts. And thanks, Inga. My pleasure, Ken. Donna is saying, love the learnings. Hello, Donna. Thank you for joining. And she says, wise words, Robert. Steve says, I much prefer my hot tub to your Russian cold shower torture chamber. Yes, I agree. Brian says, accept quickly. He's talking about your Gary Vaynerchuk. And we have Usama. Hello, everybody. Hello, Osama. Happy to have you here. And he says, Inga van Roy in the house. Then we have Ray Caldwell. Hey, love you both.
Hey, thanks, Ray.
Thank you for joining. And Usama says he's joining from Northern Cyprus. Thank you, everyone. We're just going to go back to the topic. So, Robert, what inspires you?
Wow. Well, so it's kind of interesting. So I was waiting for the question about who was my favorite mentor, which kind of has something to do with what inspired me, but they're two different things. So what inspired me, at least as far as networking is concerned, is just being fed up with it, with being stagnant with it. And I've been on LinkedIn a long time.
Wow.
And I hovered around 5,000 or 6,000 for years and years and years and years. And I did it, but I wasn't really giving it my all. And so it was more of it's just time to do something, to move on, to push it, to grow, not just in that, but it was a total mind shift change for me. I went through a difficult time in my life. And as part of some of my habit changing was to start posting inspirational comments, quotes, things that I would think or hear or feel, and doing that every day. And it just is kind of part of making that a habit to start the day on the right foot, start the day positive, gratitude, happy. Those are the things, that's really how it started. And it just blew up from there.
That's awesome. Okay, now I'll ask you the question you're waiting for. Who is or was your favorite role model? And please tell us about them and why they inspired you.
My wife. So because she is an awesome person, and the way that she has gone about living her life. Now, here's the interesting part. Not on social media, does nothing with social media. Mm-hmm. She's just an awesome person, a good person. And as far as being that mentor, has just driven me to try to be better, be a better person. And it goes through in everything from personal life to professional life. And if you really get in the habit of wanting to be better, it goes into everything that you do. A better wife, a better husband, a better cook, a better parent. It's a mindset. And if you'll get that mindset and throw away all of the negative, because the negative's there every day, every single day. If you'll throw away, get away from the negative and make that mind change, that mind shift, you'll find a pretty powerful change that'll come to your life.
Yes. Something that Gail and I were actually talking about recently is, how people are utilizing social media, and people tend to think that it's younger people that are doing this, but it's not. It's not about your age. It's actually about your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Mindset is so important for anything, right? For positivity, for growth, for stepping out of your comfort zone, for networking. If you go with the right mindset, you will achieve the right results. That's just the way it is.
In everything. And it does go through into everything. This social media part of our world, although we might do it multiple times a day for hours at a day in a 24-hour period, it really is a very small part of who we are and what we do on a daily basis. But the habits that we build here carry over into what we do every day outside of this. So it's just a good tool.
Absolutely. Okay, what is your life statement?
You know, it would be something like this. Wake up every day and do the absolute best that you can with what you have.
Wow.
Because every day changes. Wow. Every morning's a new morning. You have a new set of circumstances to deal with. There's days, and I know this happens to all of us, there's days that we wake up and we're like looking forward to this day. It's going to be a fantastic day. Much like you did this morning, knowing that you were going to get to talk to me.
Yes.
But there's other days when you have to get on here and talk to other people and do other things that you dread, or and you have to go with that day the same way you go with the good ones. Yeah. And you know, you find at the end of the day, if you enter it with the right mentality and just give it your best with everything that you've got, at the end of the day, you're like, that wasn't such a big deal. You know, I don't know why I made such a big deal about that.
Yeah.
And like you in the video, I watched you from day one when you started. You could tell you were very uncomfortable with it. And now it's just something that you do.
Yeah.
It's no big deal. Just something that you do. And look at this. It's done so well. All the little captions and the blurbs and the intros and all that stuff. It's like, wow. But this is what happens. You just get up and do it the best you can every day.
Yes. You know, what you just sent me actually reminded me of a post that I've seen from you, where you encourage people to do something you hate every day.
Yeah, I posted it yesterday or the day before. Yeah, I post it often.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, like when I love your posts. I try to show you as much love as I can every day when I see them, right? And that one really resonates with me, because most of the time we avoid what we hate. But at the end of the day, when you do that, when you actually do what you hate, do something you hate, it changes you. And it has a positive impact, to be honest.
Yeah. Do it for 21 days, they say, and it becomes a habit. So just, and it becomes something you don't hate anymore. I mean, you're not going to like everything that you do,
no.
But yeah, it's so true.
Yes. And I'd like to share a quote that I came across by Dr. Ivan Misner. It says, networking is more about farming than it is about hunting. It's about cultivating relationships, right?
Sow the seed every day. Sow the seed every day. Eventually the harvest comes. It's just seeds today. It's just seeds tomorrow. It's just seeds the next day. But a week from now, it's little plants and then bigger plants. And then you have fruit and a harvest. It truly is like farming.
Yes.
And it just takes time.
It does. It does. You know, we have to remember that, we have to remind ourselves this, right? Because we live in a world where things are very instant.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I moved to Canada and I came here from South Africa, and my husband took me grocery shopping, and I said, okay, so where is this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm looking for maybe a pie shell or whatever, and we couldn't find one in the grocery store, but you could find many pies.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, this is insane to me, because how can you not find something to make something, but you have the full ingredient already ready on the shelf? So, you know, yes, we live in a world where things are so, it's readily available. And unfortunately, what that does is it stops us from cultivating our patience.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we tend to lose patience because of it. And absolutely. I think it's so good if we have to just bear in mind that at the end of the day, things take time. It's not always gonna be an instant thing. Like for instance, when you're working on working with changing the way that you use LinkedIn, it's a long game. It's mm-hmm. It's not immediate. You're not going to get those results immediately, but eventually you will.
Right? Correct.
I'd like to go back to the comments quickly.
Sure.
And Chrislyn Skipper says, amazing topic and great advice. Thank you, Chrislyn. Usama says, hello, Robert.
Hey.
Gail says, here in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, but always connected internationally, thanks to social media and virtual networking. Yes, Gail is a guru when it comes to that. I love how she uses Twitter. Usama says he's loving the conversation. And Nasreen says, you guys rock, Inga and Robert. I'm learning from you guys. Thank you. Thank you for being here and being open to listening and learning. Hello, Aya. I see you're here. Thank you for joining. Happy to have you, sis. And Ken says, what would happen to the world, Robert, if everyone believed in each other? Wow.
No, so true. Awesome question. What would happen to the world? Well, I know what wouldn't happen to the world. Just look around, read the newspaper, watch the news. That's what wouldn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Ray says mindset makes the difference. It does. Gail says, love that statement. Wake up every day and do the best you can. I love the concept of if you believe you will have a good day or a bad day, you will usually be right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Mindset is so, so, so important. Rob says, agreed. That was a great comment. Very real and genuine. Yes. Tarvinda or Terry says, hello, Inga and Robert. And he's joining us from India. Hello, Terry.
Hey, nice Terry.
Thank you for being here. Ken says, I love the idea of planting seeds and waiting for the harvest. Think of fields of corn or wheat. It's a beautiful sight as the plants grow together. Wow. That's beautiful. Ken, I don't believe we're connected, so please send me a connection request. Terry says, what have I missed? You've missed a lot. You need to go back and watch it later on. And Kristen says, you guys rock. Thank you, Kristen. Sorry, one second. Now I'd like to go back to the banners and to my question again.
Okay.
So I've asked you what your take is on networking.
Mm-hmm.
And how has networking impacted you?
You see it. We're experiencing it today. So that we'll tag into this, I've talked a lot about it on a personal level, but from a professional level, I sit in meetings or have a Zoom call or something at least once a week where a potential client says to me, you are killing it on LinkedIn. And I look at them and go, what? And they go, yeah, we've been connected for like 4 years or 5 years or something. You know, it's some amazing stuff. And people that I, maybe met years ago and we connected doing whatever. And then it just shows up. It happens at least once a week where somebody says something. I get calls from people talking about work or asking about jobs and then saying, I found you on LinkedIn. I went to your business page. We need to talk. I didn't realize you guys were even in Arizona or did the West Coast. It's just every day. So it's impacted me greatly and really changed the way that I do business development.
That's awesome. That's a great testimony mm-hmm. to the power of networking, right?
Mm-hmm.
I came across an African proverb, actually, and I'd like to share it with you guys. It says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with others.
Mm-hmm. Very right? true.
Yeah. So my next question, but I think you've already answered it, was how do you leverage a platform such as LinkedIn?
Yeah, I've answered it in some form.
Yes.
I leverage it by just being present and putting your faith. You know, we talk about trade shows. I used to do the trade show thing, go to trade shows all the time. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. You know, you're around, you wear the little name tag. And I was the person that never did purchase the booth and spend the thousands of dollars to have the booth. So I would hang out by a competitor's booth and see the people that they were talking to and then follow them through the trade show. So that's real work. You know, that's a hard way to network. So this is a virtual trade show every day, except it's not just the trade show. It's you. It's the whole world. I mean, you never know who you're talking to at any particular moment. You never know who's reading, who your comments resonating with. It's so powerful when you really understand what happens and how it happens. The leverage just applies itself if you just show up every day and just be consistent.
Yes. Wow. Thank you. Mm-hmm. What about networking groups? Are you part of any of them?
I should be. I'm so busy and between doing what I do here on LinkedIn, what I do on Instagram, what I do, you know, locally with just people, you know, just on a daily basis, it makes it difficult for me. Now, one of the things we're doing at our new facility, we're moving from our current facility to the picture behind me, a new facility. And one of the things we're doing is we have a big area that we're going to open up to trade associations. You know, the Structural Engineer Association, the AGC, American General Contractors, the small business, whatever. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of those people do networking events weekly or monthly, and we're going to make that available to them free of charge, and it'll have big screen and, you know, all that stuff. So I will be hosting those for them, as many as we can get. So I'll be doing a lot more networking groups in an on-person basis in the future.
So this will be in person?
Yes.
What about virtual?
I just joined one yesterday. I'm also part of another. I don't get into it a lot. I've had several invitations. And again, you know, I guess to live what I say, I haven't been what I should be to those groups. I haven't given those groups what I need to give them. Most of the time, if you don't like something I found in life, it's not a them issue, it's a you issue. And if you will show up and give something to the group and not show up looking for something to take, you'll find that you probably will enjoy that group much more and get a lot more out of it. So in to be honest, I haven't shown up and given like I should. So I haven't really given it as good of a shot as they deserve.
But, you know, it's also about having to strive for balance, right? Like, mm-hmm. life is more than just networking groups. You know, yes.
Oh, okay.
And I, you know, you mentioned your wife. You mm-hmm. and your wife are, you celebrated your 45th anniversary, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yes. And you wouldn't be married today if you didn't cultivate that relationship.
Absolutely. I remember the first conversation that you and I had in person. Do you remember the conversation? And I remember, I'm gonna talk about this. I'm gonna be vague. Do you remember the discussion you had with me about LinkedIn and how it affected your personal life?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I find some comments here this morning, very encouraging, and shows me that you struck that balance.
it's a constant.
Your eyes got way too big there.
And I'm getting emotional too, but it's honestly a constant striving that we need to do, right?
Absolutely. Really,
like, I'd love to be everywhere, but I can't. So I need to do, wherever I am, I'd like to make an impact.
Sure.
And that has to include my family too, right?
Yeah, I find that I work on average about 14 hours a day.
Wow.
And so, and I'm on call 24 hours a day. So it is very difficult at times to shut down everything but the most important things in your life. And that sounds really ridiculous to say, but very hard to do sometimes. We make those things in our life, we make the unimportant things the important ones, and lose focus or lose sight of the important ones very, very, very often in life. And part of that comes from our selfish nature.
Yes.
We enjoy doing what we're doing here this morning. We enjoy LinkedIn. We also enjoy our families. But we do. I'm speaking of being honest about myself. We throw ourselves into the things that we think are important at times.
Yes.
Grand scheme of things, they're really not that important. The important ones are sitting at home or sitting beside you or in the room next to you. So, yeah.
Yes. I remember having a thought years ago when I was working in the corporate world, but the thought was that I work because I have a family, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, sometimes we kind of lose sight of that and we dive in head first, feet first, all the way in. Right. But we have to remember what's important too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the comments quickly. I didn't intend for this to be this long, but I'm enjoying the conversation.
Oh, me too.
Robert. Okay, let's go back to, okay. Here Steve says, I guess Ken and somebody else are the Oregon contingent. And that's where the green comments come from. Terry says, going far with you, Inga. Thank you, Terry. Love that statement. I'm sorry, Nazreen, I'm not certain which one you're speaking of, but thank you. Aya says, love the guidance, Robert. Terry says, Robert, all your posts are inspirational. Yes, they are. And, you know, I'm all about inspiration. And that's why my show is called Inspiration.
Thus the name, yes.
And that's why, for me, like, your posts really resonate every day. Ken says, people should check out Frank Sinclair. He interviews people to let them talk about their new businesses. He's all about positivity. Thank you. I will. And Steve says, one of my favorite tongue-in-cheek quotes, nobody told me that there would be work involved. Mm-hmm. One thing that I must say I've learned from Steve, actually, is that, you know, that balance is very important. He actually has... Steve, I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, but Steve has a date in his calendar every week, a coffee date with his wife. And I love it, you know, because it shows her that she's important too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Steve says that was supposed to say Ken and I in Oregon. Yes. Thank you. And Ken says, I look forward to seeing an invite to you, Inga. Thank you. Oh, here comes Nathan. I have to run for a meeting, but this was great. Enjoying this segment with Robert. Wow, you've come a long way from I hate videos. Have a great weekend, everyone. Yes, I have come a long way from I hate videos. So, Robert, I'd like to wrap up. Do you have any final thoughts for our guests?
No, I mean, probably later. You know how I am, but I'll post about it. You know, I just, let me say this is, you know, from that initial DM that you sent, and I've got to tell my side of it. I was just thinking one day, you know, I wonder if I could help people grow their LinkedIn, you know, and I've got to say at one point it was this selfish, like, you know, there's people that do this and they make money off of it. And they actually help people grow on LinkedIn and they make good money. I had just spoken to somebody on a phone call that told me what they were getting paid to help people grow LinkedIn. I was astounded. I'm like, you know, I'll just put this out here as a test. And there was probably 10 or 15 people that responded that took me up on my offer. Five of those people put it into practice. Four of those people put it into practice for about 7 to 14 days. One is still doing it. And it really, it has amazed me what you have been able to do just from watching your post go from text alone to graphics and text to a combination to a video to sure. So you've really learned to mix it all in there and it all looks so well done. It's all very well done and it's just you have hit your stride.
Thank you.
And yeah, and you seem very comfortable in those shoes, by the way. So yeah, hats off to you. Great job. I mean, I'm just blown away. We really have been doing this for 56 minutes.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yes, it was my intention to do half an hour, but I'm just enjoying the conversation. And I, from the comments, I think so are our viewers. So I thank you for being here and thank you
absolutely.
For, you know, for the impact that you've made in my life. And this is why I wanted to honor you by having you as my first guest, because you were the first person that impacted my LinkedIn journey. So
I have one request. 1 year from now, I have to come back on and be the guest 1 year from now.
Yes.
So we can talk about and see. You're going to have to do your magic, and you're going to have to put together this great promo of everything that's happened from then until the next one, and then we'll have another conversation.
Wow. That's absolutely done. Thank you.
Okay.
Tell me, where can my viewers find you, please?
Well, of course, you can find me on LinkedIn. Robert Johnson. I know there's only one or two on LinkedIn, so you'll have to match the ugly face with with the name. You can also follow my business page at MAC_prefab. I post there daily about what I do for a living and what we do for a living here. And then on Instagram, also MAC_prefab. And then, of course, our website, you can check us out and has my phone number and all those good things so that you can call and harass me anytime you want.
Yes, I've actually seen that. I just want to put your name in here so that people see it.
Don't misspell Bob. Bob is the same forward or backward, but no, I go by Robert. Yep.
So LinkedIn and Instagram as MAC_prefab and also Robert Johnson on LinkedIn. Please go and follow him. Honestly, you will never be sorry. That's from me, really. Thank you. Thank you so much, Robert. I appreciate you. Before we go, Donna says, you're so cool, Robert. I'm sure she's already following you because I know she says, stalk you.
yeah, exactly.
And, Steve is giving us...
Perfect. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Thank you. So thank you, Robert, for being here. I appreciate you so much. And I'll send you to the green room while I wrap up. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, everyone, for being here. I appreciate you so much. Just before I go, I'd like to make an announcement for those of you that missed my previous show. I am turning 40 next, well, actually this month. I'm turning 40 at the end of this month on September 30th. And I would like to ask those of you that are part of my community to please donate 40 minutes of your time to do something good for somebody else, or $40 towards one of my passion projects, which is an event that I'm putting on with my H2HB family in Cape Town, South Africa in January. I will drop the link in the comments if anybody would like to go and donate. You can do one or both, whichever is appreciated. And if you would like to use social media to tag me, you may tag me through the hashtag 40 for Inga. And I will be at the end of this, at the end of the challenge that I'm challenging you to, I will be selecting 40 people to receive a gift of thanks from me. No matter where you are in the world, I will be sending that. So please help me celebrate. And if you would like to participate, you can either post it on social media, or you can and tag that, this hashtag 40 for Inga, or you can send me a DM if you're shy. That's fine with me. And this is H2HB's website, if you'd like to go there and donate. So at, like I said, at the end of the challenge, I will select 40 people who will receive a special gift no matter where you are in the world. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you so much. If you'd like to find me on social media, on Instagram, I am We Got This Admin. On LinkedIn, Inga Van Roy. And also, We Got This Admin. On Twitter as Ingi V, as well as on Clubhouse. And on YouTube, my channel is Inspiration from Inga. So thank you so, so much. And I appreciate you. Remember, if you're not growing, you're dying. Have a good one. And have an, for those of you that are in the States as well as in Canada, enjoy your long weekend. And to the others, just have a good weekend. Thank you very much, everyone, for your support. For those of you that missed the beginning, I'm going to play my intro video again, just so that you can see. Thank you so much. Take care and have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye. I hate videos. Now, you may be wondering, if I hate videos, what the heck am I doing here?